Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this February 22nd, 2023, 10:32 on the clock. And here I have your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic. I am joined by our great friends from the ODC. We have Callie with us. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning, James.
Good to see you again. Thanks
Good
for being
morning.
Here. Albert, that voice you heard right there is Albert. Good morning, Albert. Good to see
morning.
You again. Thanks for being here, sir. And Odessa is with us. Good morning, Odessa.
Good morning, James.
We haven't had a chance to have you on the air with us before. It's good to see you. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. And thanks a lot for being here in studio today, guys. It's always nice to be able to do these things in person with Mother Nature doing her thing out there. Appreciate you guys stopping by. I want to talk about a number of different things with you guys today, but Callie, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with Milkweed Market, and I believe that you and Albert have some stuff on this, right?
We do. Why don't I let Albert start with just kind of his experience in the store? He just came up on 1 year of employment at Milkweed Market.
Congratulations.
Yes. And so maybe he can just share a little bit about what his experience has been like working at Milkweed.
My experience is... like with the boss, you know, sometimes if you come in the shop a little early, she'll tell you in a nice way and she won't be snotty enough. That's what I like about her.
Yeah, yeah.
She's nice that way.
Have you enjoyed working with people?
Yeah. Here and there, different ones.
Yeah. That's people, yeah.
Yeah.
How about the customers, though? I imagine you've really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Once in a while, I'll have to help her bag stuff or work the register sometimes.
Yeah, that's cool. So, that's great.
I think that people really enjoy working with you and just getting to, you know, talk to you about some of the painting that you're doing.
That I love painting.
Yeah.
Painting stuff, you know, for the store.
Yeah.
And then put price tags on it. And then take the air tags off if there's something on it already.
Yeah. You guys, you and your fellow co-workers over there do a great job with Milkweed Market. And I wanted to thank you for all the good work you do over there.
Oh, thank you.
My mom wanted me to thank you, too, because every gift I've gotten from my mom since you guys opened, she's loved. So you guys, you gave me a lot of points I needed with my mother. So that's helped a lot.
Congratulations.
Callie, what are some of the events going on over there at Milkweed?
Okay, yes. I wanted to touch base on, like you mentioned earlier, with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising us. Well, not really surprising us. It is still February, we can, I guess, expect snow this time of year. But all of the snow, we were supposed to have a Paint with Purpose class tomorrow, which we just put a Facebook post out on our ODC page saying that that is going to be rescheduled for March 16th.
Okay.
But Brooke, who works with us, is doing a really great job this year of incorporating artists from the community to come teach those classes. So the one that was supposed to happen tomorrow is called Pot of Gold, and Rachel Grieve from Kellner International Bar and Grill is the guest artist.
Cool.
And so she'll be painting a canvas of golden Oreos for St. Patrick's Day.
Nice.
And again, Paint with Purpose, I've talked about it in the past, but we try to do it once per month, and it's a program with the intention of combining both the ODC participants and community members together for an all-inclusive, fun painting class. And so we really encourage folks to either stop at Milkweed and learn more about what those Paint with Purpose classes are, and or follow us on Facebook. Both ODC and the Milkweed Market have separate pages to learn more about how to participate, and it's free. This class, for instance, Kellner International is donating all of the supplies along with her time and the artist to come, and I think we have like 10 or 15 people signed up already.
Very cool.
So again, those Paint with Purpose are once a month, and please just reach out to learn more.
Yeah.
Another event, if I can just kind of keep rolling.
Please, go right
ahead. So another event that we're really excited about that's new for us is we are hosting our first Makers Market on Saturday, March 11th. That's from 10 to 2. And again, that is a Facebook event out there created. So if you just click interested or going, you'll get the reminders of what's happening during the event. Mm. But for this one, we have 5 local vendors or small businesses that are coming to Milkweed, setting up kind of their own little mini store or booth. And they'll be selling their goods, and it's a good variety. We have Bison Trading Company. They're known for furniture and home furnishings that they make. Cherry Tree Creatives, Mark's Vintage Lighting, Heirloom Home, and Lavender and Lace Antiques. So a good mix, along with, obviously, the stuff that we carry in the store and make. It should make for a really great, enjoyable shopping experience for people.
For those that don't know what a maker's market is, kind of maybe explain a little bit of that. I don't mean to have make you Webster's here and give us a dictionary explanation, but
yeah. So maker's market is maybe these smaller vendors that make their own products, but they don't have a retail front or an online presence. They kind of just do it on the side, or maybe they even do have a little small business that they run out of their home. This gives them an opportunity to come to our store, where we do have the space, have the capacity, have the customer base, and they set up and sell their own unique goods that they make. And like I said, Bison Trading's known for furniture and woodworking. Cherry Tree Creatives makes clay earrings and a bunch of other fun things. Mark's Vintage Lighting, he literally takes scraps and recycles all sorts of things and makes beautiful light fixtures. And so it's just a good variety and a good way to connect with others in the community who are doing really cool things, making really cool products, and we can get us all together at the same time, and people can come in and shop those goods.
You know, we talk about our farmers markets, and I think of a very similar thing here, where it's such a great win-win kind of situation. You know, we're able to help out our local farmers, our local ag industry, while also getting great produce to people. Milkweed Market is very similar to me like this, where we are having local artists, local creatives, creating items, putting them in the store. The clients are making all these items and everything, and when you're buying these items, when you're stopping at Milkweed Market, you're making investments. Every purchase is an investment. Going right in there, staying in the community, and helping doing the great work that they're doing over there. Absolutely. Not only getting great items, you're supporting artists, local artists, and you're investing in your community.
Correct. Yep, you couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what we're aiming for.
And I should mention, too, you're getting items that your Jewish mother will love. Now, that may not apply to many people out there, but trust me, it goes a long way.
Any mom, any person
at all. You can't find a bad item there. And you guys feature different artists throughout at times. I see that this week your featured business is Cherry Tree Creatives.
Right. So on the page, we're trying to, as we promote this event that's happening on March 11th, this Maker's Market, we're promoting each vendor each week, and again, like, as people like and share those posts, that goes a long way. Then people will start to follow. If they are interested in something that person is making, they start to follow their page and get connected with that business, and hopefully give them repeat business. And it's just a really great way. And we had a lot of vendors really interested in coming. So we do have a waiting list, and we do plan to host another Maker's Market down the road, because I think we already have like over 300 folks interested in our event for March, but vendors as well. So we know that there's this demand for these businesses that make really neat. I mean, people are very creative and talented.
Like, this area, it's an influx of creatives.
Yeah,
and it's so nice to have these opportunities with things like this, or things like the cultural center, or even shows and stuff that we do here at the station. Just being able to highlight these people and being able to like push them out there and be like, hey, you should know about this person. They're doing something really cool. We'll talk more about this before we wrap up, but I did want to again thank you guys for all the work you're doing at Milkweed Market, and I really appreciate it, Albert. You guys
thank
are doing some great work over there. Please pass that on to all your fellow employees, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Including my boss.
Nicely done. We'll take a quick commercial break. We're going to talk with Odessa when we come back. We have Callie, Albert, and Odessa with us from the ODC here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, everyone. We are joined today by our friends from the ODC. We have Callie with us. And again, good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
Albert is with us. Good to see you, Albert.
Morning.
Thank you again.
Yeah.
And we have a new person joining us. Odessa is here with us. And Odessa, thank you very much for the time today. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me here today.
I was teasing you a little bit, Odessa, because you've actually been with the ODC for a while, and this is the first time we're getting a chance to meet you. So, again, thanks for being in studio with us. Do you mind giving us a little bit of your background, a little of your origin story with the ODC and all?
Well, let's see. Like this year, I'll be going on 13 years, so my years go back to like where I started was probably around 2010. And so I started like not probably a little bit around September of that year. So and over the years I basically started growing a little bit more, so it also helped me to see like what ODC has developed over the years, just like milkweed, and we have milkweed stores, and we have a mental health clinic. And so it's like, especially now, like last, especially with giving me opportunities to do things outside of ODC as well.
Yeah, and that's great to hear. It really is. And it's interesting to hear your perspective of it, too, from your position of getting to see it from those years ago and to see all the things that have grown since then.
Grown and seeing some people that may have retired and seeing new faces as well.
Yeah, that's a great point. You mentioned that you're going to get to do something pretty fun, pretty cool here and everything. You're going to be going to our state capitol.
Yeah, well, I used to live in the Madison area many years back, so I kind of know the area pretty much, but because I used to take a field trip many years back when we did a tour of the Capitol.
Okay. So it's old stomping grounds for you.
It's like, well, this may not be D.C., but it's like Madison's close enough.
Yeah. It's a beautiful Capitol. Why are you going to be going to the Capitol? What is going to be taking you there?
Well, I think it has to mostly do with, like, whether you talk about with the developmental disabilities, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And this year it's back in person where they're having a self-advocacy day. And folks can come in and it's a rally and you get to speak with legislation on issues or things in your life that are affecting you and how you feel about it. And Odessa did go to the self-determination conference in the Dells in the fall. And so you enjoyed that experience.
Yes, I did.
You got to meet other people and just talk about what your life is like and working for the ODC and getting the supports that you receive. So
really appreciate you doing things like that, Odessa. And very similar with Albert here. When you guys do these kind of actions, coming on the air with us or going to the Dells for that conference or the Madison for this conference, you're representing so much and being able to give some insight to people that aren't in that world, don't know much about these things. Growing up, my family was very, very open-minded, and I had to know about all these other things. And my mom and dad covered all these bases, but one thing they didn't deal with were people like yourselves, and I didn't grow up around a lot of it. So it wasn't until my Aunt Pat that I ended up having some of this. And my Aunt Pat was a client of the ODC when we first moved to this town. And Pam Ross well, you know Pam, Pam's great.
Yeah, and I know she recently retired, but it's like, still, I learned a lot from her, too. So.
Good to hear. I could see that. Pam came to our house and met with my aunt and talked with her, and I know I know few things more, that there's no way my Aunt Pat would be, I don't know where right now, because without her. Because my aunt would probably still be living with my nan and papa, my grandparents. And instead, my aunt is somewhere in the world right now, traveling and having fun, and she's married, and she's got all these other things. Like, that doesn't happen without Pam, without the people at the ODC. the thing about that is, on the other side of it, is you guys sharing your stories so we understand a little bit more of that. For everybody that has a background or has some experience like Callie or I or something, there's people who don't. So it's really important that you guys do that, and it's very appreciated that you are. It goes a long ways. I think farther than we realize sometimes, Callie.
Yeah.
Especially being in the world, you know, we're a little close to the situation, so we don't always think about what it's like for people that aren't in that world.
Correct. Yeah. I think it's a great opportunity for self-advocates to come forward and just kind of promote their cause. And the theme this year I wanted to touch on is called Beyond the Conversation. So like you just kind of did a little bit of self-reflection there, James. Mm-hmm. Like I do the same, and I encourage all listeners to as well. Kind of the bullet points I wrote down, like time to ask yourselves the questions, like once these conversations have taken place, what comes next? It's time to act and create change. And a really neat part of this year, which ties back to Paint with Purpose and a lot of the things that we do at ODC, it's an opportunity for folks to share and promote art and music and things created by people with developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm. And so there's just ways to get involved and, again, encourage the self-advocacy, but also be like a support system for people that need these causes to be brought to the forefront. So.
Yeah. Support, encouragement, cost nothing can mean everything. And sometimes, you know, that not everybody can donate dollars and cents. Not everybody always has hours that they can volunteer. But everybody can be a supporter. Everybody can be an ally when it comes to this subject, when it comes to these things. And it doesn't take a lot other than being informed, just learning, listening to people like Odessa and Albert and hearing their stories, hearing a little bit of that and being a little more maybe open-minded, a little more open heart and just being understanding of, hey, I don't – there's a lot I understand. I don't know what that's like, and I want to understand more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll kind of plug here that – so for, it's closed now, but for Ink Splash is a business that we own and operate at ODC, and it's a t-shirt, or not just t-shirt, but an apparel printing business, and we did t-shirts for Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month that we had an online store. Anybody from anywhere, you didn't have to live in central Wisconsin to purchase a shirt, but even that goes a long way when you're willing to spend $20-$30, but you'll wear these amazing t-shirts or sweatshirts. And even having that message printed on a shirt can really go a long way. It just sparks the conversation with people about, oh, what's that all about? Mm-hmm. And everyone can learn a little something along the way. And I believe they'll be doing them for April, which is Autism Awareness Month, and then May Mental Health Awareness. And we're trying to incorporate t-shirts or bags or hats or different ways to get those awareness months and messages out there in the communities.
I teach classes for a Second City in Chicago, and I do it over Zoom. And the other, this is a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, because it was right around Christmas, I had one of my ODC shirts on. I had the Ink Splash shirt, I think, on. And somebody asked me what that was, and I started talking to them about it. And immediately, like, they're pulling up on their phone the website for Milkweed Market, and that they can purchase things from there. And they didn't even realize it. And it was like, yeah, you can go for it and everything. So we try to spread the word about that, and that people are able to do that. And I don't want to shift away from Disability Advocacy Day, but just for a moment to promote that a little bit, because you know, whether if you're a resident here in Central Wisconsin, that's great. We encourage you to come by the store and hang out, see all the great things that are there. But you don't have to be. We got listenership all over the state and throughout the world right now. It's crazy. We just heard from somebody in Sweden the other day, you guys. It was crazy. It was really cool. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. They can shop from Milkweed. They can go to the website. TheMilkweedMarket.com is the website. You can go there. You can find all of these things and purchase throughout the whole world. And no matter where you are in the world, that money is going to invest in our the ODC and helping them continue to do this great work with people like we were talking to today.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, it would be great if they... if a person from Sweden all of a sudden started following the Opportunity Development Center, but there's a lot of great organizations like us throughout the world that do what we're talking about which Odessa will be doing in Madison, self-advocate and just bring awareness to disabilities and creating a more inclusive world. So,
Odessa, are you excited about this trip to Madison?
I definitely am.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What is something that you're looking forward to about taking the trip?
Well, hopefully we'll get to experience, like, because we're going to be talking to a lot of
legislators and
lawmakers, and so that I can be able to express my own opinions as well. Because, mm-hmm. Like, back at the conference, I got to share my own thoughts, especially, like, when I was thinking about, like, back when way before I was with ODC, like I was always this quiet and shyish person, but over the years I started to develop that I am this person who has a voice. I want to use it, so it's like no one should be telling me like I should not have a voice, not use it. So mm-hmm. not just talking or singing, but
speaking up for myself,
and I hope that somehow through me that I can also share this with others as well, mm-hmm. so that they can have their own independence as well.
That got me. That's really cool, Odessa. I appreciate that, and I appreciate how brave that is to do too. Mm-hmm. That standing up for yourself is not always the easiest thing mm-hmm. to do, but boy, do I admire it. That's really cool, and we need that too. We need people like yourself and Albert and people to stand up for themselves and for a long time. Because hey, I love our country, and I am so proud of this country and love everything about it. When you love something, you hold it accountable. Mm-hmm. And for too long, there was a lot of things we just weren't doing right, and mm-hmm. and one of them was how we were treating disabled people. And it's getting better, but the only way it improves more and more is by the work that you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. You are the trailblazers. You guys are the ones that are helping make these things happen, and I don't think we can really put into words how important in the impact that you're making. We'll greatly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Doing good work. Mm-hmm. I did want to wrap up a little bit with Milkweed Market, and just I know you guys do some seasonal stuff over there. As it turns out, we still have winter. It wasn't 100% sure if winter was still here or not, but it does turn out it's still here, Albert. Yeah. It's still here. Are there some things, some seasonal things, or maybe some time sensitive things over at Milkweed right now that we want to let people know about, or mm-hmm. anything in particular as far as items go? Anything you can think of, Albert or Callie?
I love some of them things with the Cardinals painted on.
Oh, okay.
Them little square things.
Yeah. I think those have always been really great sellers. And I do think that what you're referring to is they're going to start putting together some gift boxes that folks can get for different occasions. Mm. And that would be an example of like a remembrance or a grievance mm-hmm. gift box. Yeah. That's kind of a different idea than flowers or, cards. Those are all great, wind chimes. But yeah. But these are, again, hand-picked or handmade here. And Cardinals, everybody loves those. But they'll do them for birthdays and anniversaries. Yeah. We mm-hmm. did them for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. The Cardinal squares were a picture of a cardinal.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's kind of pretty.
It is. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Callie, you guys do some custom work, custom signs, I imagine.
Right.
I remember. Yeah, we do want to make sure to mention that.
We do a lot of custom work, interior and exterior signage for homes, for new babies, for businesses. So, yes, please reach out to Milkweed Market at odcinc.com if you're thinking about getting a specific custom handcrafted sign, and we can get you a quote or stop in the store or call the store. And if you go on our Facebook page, you'll be able to see on the Milkweed Market Facebook page a collection of custom signs that we've made over the years. And maybe one will spark. But if you just see one on Pinterest or you're driving down the road and you're like, that's a cool sign, I want one of those for my house, please reach out. We we definitely do specialize in that.
Yeah, spread the word about Milkweed Market as well. Ink Splash, all the great things that they're doing there at ODC. Let people know about these. I know that there's a lot of cool Wisconsin signs and some things like that, but there is a sweater that I have to have. It's cool to talk about mental health sweater.
Yeah.
I love that sweater. It looks awesome. I've got to get one of those.
Yeah, those are really good sellers. And again, a great message to spread.
We talked about a lot today, Callie. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the stuff we've touched on, how can they get a hold of you?
You can call the PR office at 715-818-6449. You can stop in at either ODC or Milkweed Market, or you can please follow us on Facebook, mm-hmm. on all of those channels. Reach out there. Or on the website, there's a contact form page. So lots of ways.
And encourage you to do that, everybody. Be sure to bookmark those pages, follow along with those. And keep in mind that Disability Advocacy Day is March 23rd. Mark that on your calendar and be an ally and support this. And buy local, support local. Thank you all so very much. This is a fun time. You guys, we're done. We're done, you guys. We've finished it up, see? Great
have
work.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Thank you, Albert. You have a great day, you two. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time. We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR. Well, you tell them that.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.